Jen Zamperali on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.
Thinking you need a short break somewhere, just a little short little getaway. It can offer so much, but where do you go for what you want? Can sometimes it can be really tricky to decide where's best. Well, Charlotte Ryan from RTÉ Lifestyle has done a bit of research for us and she thinks she's got city break options for everyone. Good morning, Charlotte.
Good morning, Jen. How are you?
I think you've done a pretty good job with this list, okay?
Thank you.
Because once the winter months and once it gets colder and the darkness sets in, we're all kind of etching to get away. And I think the only way to survive living on this island a lot of the time is to hopefully try and get off it whenever you can, wherever that may be. Okay, so let's have a look at some of the places you've picked. The first one you've chosen is something for fans of food and architecture.
Absolutely. So also this one is essentially a kind of substitute for some place like Rome or Florence. It's actually called the Florence of the South. So it's called Lecce in Italy. Mm-hmm. And it's right in the heel of the boot in the Puglia region, which is really well known for produce, artisanal food. And then also this city is a great example of Baroque architecture. So it's stunning. It's also really small. So I think the thing with city breaks is you kind of want a location where you can hop over there, do the whole thing and feel satisfied. So there's nothing worse than going to a big city like Rome for 2 or 3 days and knowing you're not going to hit everything.
You're not going to get everything.
Absolutely.
In.
Yeah, it's frustrating. You come back with another list of your next trip. So this place is fantastic. It's also a university town, which I think is always a good shout. There's loads of young people. There's a bustling atmosphere, great nightlife, and of course, beautiful bars, beautiful restaurants. There's a place, it's also because it's coastal, so that's one thing it has over Florence. It's on the water. Okay. There's a beautiful place called the Grotta della Poesia, which is the Grotto of Poetry, which is a natural limestone pool for swimming. And that'll obviously be for warmer weather, but a beautiful place.
Okay, so where are you flying into if you want to go to Lecce in Italy?
So you're flying into Brindisi, which is a direct flight from Dublin. It's about 3.5 hours, and then you get a 30-minute train to Lecce. The trains in Italy are fantastic. You just need to book ahead.
Yeah, okay.
And just not get confused in the station like me. I've been to Italy a few times and every time I just get bamboozled, so just don't do that.
Okay. So you've been to this place?
I haven't been to here, but okay. I've been to Florence. And similar kind of thing. You have to get a flight and get another city, get a train. So
okay,
just come prepared.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's a good one because I love a bit of Italy, as you probably know. And I've never heard of this place. It's right in the heel of the boot.
In
amazing.
The heel, yeah.
Okay. Next, if you want to get away for some romance, if you want a little romantic break, where would you recommend?
Well, this place, I've literally sent videos to my fella being like, let's go. It's stunning. It's called Annecy, and it's in France. Mm-hmm. It's near Geneva. So you're flying into Geneva, which is about a 2 hour, 20 minute flight.
And okay, so again, a shorter trip then to the Italy one. Right,
yeah,
okay, this is doable. Yeah, I like
another
this.
Another 40 minute drive or bus or train, but not long at all. It's called the Venice of the Alps, which is, again, if you're looking to go to Venice, it's heavily overpopulated. Mm-hmm. It's very busy. A lot of people just don't feel they're getting bang for their buck there, or they just come away feeling that they didn't really get to see Venice.
In Venice, right, my friend was there recently and she went to this place for food and she had her kids and it was 30 euro for a hamburger.
That's
30
for one
euro.
Single hamburger.
And the kid didn't want to eat the whole thing. She was like, you are going to eat 30 euro hamburger. It's very overpriced.
Oh,
it is.
Insane.
So this is a nice alternative.
Yes, and it has a lot of the same things. It has beautiful shallow canals, glittering water, bridges, cobblestone streets, beautiful pastel houses. It just looks like a postcard. It's also very old. So it's on Lake Annecy, which is the third largest lake in France. In the summer months, you can go boating, swimming, but obviously in winter, don't be doing that. Just try not to do that. It's ideal for a romantic trip because they also have a Pont des Amours, which is the Lover's Bridge. And there's a local belief that if you kiss on the bridge, you'll be together for life.
Oh, cute. Isn't that lovely?
Cute.
Christmas markets as well. Is that
yes,
right?
Yes, there's Christmas markets there in
deadly
the winter. And I think they go into January as well. They just like linger into January. So if you miss Christmas, you can buy your bits for the following Christmas.
Get your bits in. Okay, next we're going to go to Austria. Now, this is one place I've always wanted to go.
Mm.
And you're telling me Salzburg is the place.
Same thing. Vienna is beautiful, stunning, but better for a longer trip and it's very busy. Salzburg is a slightly smaller city, still populous and busy and lots going on, but great for culture lovers, music lovers. It's the birthplace of Mozart, is where he lived for a long time. It's also where many scenes in The Sound of Music were filmed.
Wow.
So there's a very rich history of classical music specifically. It's also because it's a royal locations where there's loads of royal residences. There's a beautiful Salzburg fortress up on the hill, which is, I think it's one of the largest fortresses in Europe. It's massive.
Okay.
It looks over the old town. You can go visit Mozart's house. You can go to a beautiful old market called Altermarkt, which is has been there for hundreds of years. There's a beautiful cafe called Cafe Tomaselli, which has been there for 150 years. It has beautiful striped awnings outside, and just potter around. But the reason I picked Salzburg is because it's becoming more known as a wellness centre, partially because of being located to close to a place called Bad Gastein, which is about 90 minutes train ride away. And that's a Belle Epoque ski resort and mineral spa town, which has just been redone again and again. So people are going there for thermal springs, kind of spa treatments, just to de-stress. But
so it's more of a wellness trip.
Fully, yeah, exactly.
And a cultural trip.
Yeah. So if you want a little bit of both, yeah, exactly.
Stunning. I like that. Not taking my kids there though. Okay, what about history buffs? Where's the place to go?
So this is a very interesting one. So this is Vilnius in Lithuania. It's this year they're celebrating their 700th year anniversary. So they've had a year of festivals and events celebrating the very complex history of this city, because it was formerly, so it has a mix of religious influences. It has all sorts of quarters, Jewish quarter, Roman Orthodox, everything, but it was formerly occupied by both the Nazis and the Soviets, so it kind of has a bit of a literal war wound.
And my husband would love this.
There you go.
Anything to do with World War II, he's all up. It's a bit like, you know, that TikTok that's going around and you're asking lads how often do they think about the Roman Empire. I'd love to go around and do the same kind of TikTok and ask them, how often do you think about World War II?
I feel like that's more common.
I think so. So he would love this place. So it's steeped in history and interesting trip
very
to go
much
on.
And also there's a younger energy there as well, because there's more people there. So you can go to the Museum of Occupation and Freedom Fights, which is a former KGB building. Again, they're very in touch with that part of their history. And there's also a bustling nightlife. There's one 500 metre stretch of streets in the old town, which has all the great bars. And I just thought you'd like this. A few years ago, there was a viral poster that said that Vilnius is the G-spot of Europe.
Lovely.
You don't know where it is, but once you find it, it's amazing.
Oh, I love that. How much are we talking for a trip here? Have you got a ballpark of what a trip
would be? So let's say in March for 4 days, it could be up to 200 return for flights.
Okay.
Direct to Vilnius. But in October, early October, that will come down to 120.
And is it expensive? I presume Lithuania is a lot cheaper to go to than France or Italy, all these Eastern European countries.
Cheaper.
Yeah,
totally. And then even in colder months, I think it just sounds fabulous, because it's all, the food is very potato heavy. lots of comfort food, cozy things. So for winter, Christmas months, ideal.
Okay, deadly. Okay, and let's talk about going away with your family. City breaks for families. Where are we off to?
So The Hague in the Netherlands. You wouldn't think it, but it just seems like a wonderful place for families. It kind of has it all. So it's well known as, you know, naturally a political centre. It's, again, royal residences everywhere. It's very beautiful, but they seem to have gotten the art of the museum down.
Okay.
To the point that I want to go. It just sounds fantastic. So again, if you're looking at somewhere like Amsterdam, which is great, but again, very busy, a very specific type of tourist will go there for, you know, a different kind of energy that you might not bring your kids there, basically.
Sure.
But The Hague just seems very, very relaxed, easy to get around, very green, beautiful. You can go to, and there's a lot of art there too. You can go to the Maritus Museum, where Vermeer's Girl with the Pearl Earring is currently housed. But one of the museums is called One Planet, and it's an interactive science museum that just seems fantastic. There's also indoor and outdoor water parks. It's called Drumrel, I think. And so it makes it ideal for any time of the year.
The Netherlands, interesting. So how much are we talking?
About €70 for a mid-January trip. Per person.
Wow. And are we flying into Amsterdam?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then taking a trip.
Yeah, flying into Amsterdam. Yeah.
Flying into Amsterdam, which is only about an hour and 40 anyway, direct from Dublin, which is handy. Okay, tell me about Spain then. We haven't hit Spain.
So I have a friend who worked and taught in Spain for a few years, and this is what he recommended to me. So it's in the Asturias region up north, which is very beautiful on the coast, really lush and green. And especially if you're going in warmer months, it's a little bit less hot. So if you're someone who just doesn't do well in the heat, this would be the place for you. So you have Oviedo and Gijón, which Oviedo is the region's capital, but Gijón is the bigger city. Both are beautiful, far less touristy, very clean, very safe. Both are ideal for either doing separately or combining them into what he did was he did a road trip. So he went from Oviedo down to Vigo, just above Portugal. And if you were a solo traveller, it'd be ideal because it's very, very safe and very walkable. You don't need to, you know, stress about transport or where you are at certain points of the night. So an ideal spot.
Okay. Can we skip to, I hate saying the C word, but Christmas markets.
Absolutely.
Because this is something I've always wanted to do. Where have you picked to go and see Christmas markets?
So I'm looking at Leipzig in Germany, which is one of the oldest. So the actual market was established in 1458 and has been running since. It's massive. So it runs from this year, from the 28th of November to the 23rd of December. It has 250 stalls, so very big. This massive spruce tree in the very centre. Concerts, Christmas lights, everything going on. So that would be the obvious choice. Go there, get your Christmas bits, mulled wine, everything, mince pies. But Leipzig as a city itself is very interesting. So it was part of Eastern Germany. So it was before the wall fell. Mm-hmm. So it looks very different and feels very different to other parts of Germany. It's very arty, very musical, lots of independently owned artist spaces, great for walking around, and also a good bit cheaper than maybe Berlin or Cologne.
Oh, really? Okay, so how much are we talking flight-wise?
So at the end of October, for 4 days, it'll be 50 quid.
Stop it.
50.
I can't believe you get a flight for that cheap. That's really good and well worth thinking about. Charlotte Ryan, thank you so much for giving us a fountain of knowledge about trying to get away. All very, very different stuff. Out of your list, where are you edging towards? What would you like to do the most?
I'd love to go to Annecy in France. The little Venice of the Alps just looks beautiful, stunning. I'd go there.
Okay. I think for me, it would be Austria.
There we go.
Because I'm going to look a flight right now.
Jen Zamparelli on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.